Americans have been following the war in Iraq closely, but for the peoples of Europe and the Middle East, even those without troops in Iraq, the war is much closer to home. We've called three foreign journalists to find out how U.S. conduct of the war is playing in their countries. Ian Black of The Guardian is in London, Hisham Mellem of the Lebanese paper As-Safir is based in Washington, and Matthias Rube covers the U.S. for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. He's currently in California. Welcome to you, gentlemen.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi.
Ian Black, let's start with you in London. Britain has troops in Iraq. Tony Blair has been a staunch ally of President Bush. Yet even before the war began, there was considerable opposition to it in Britain. I'm wondering how the on-again, off-again fighting in Najaf that we've seen this week seems to send confusing signals about the mission. Do you sense that Britons are prepared to stick this out, I guess, as long as needed, whatever that may end up meaning?
Well, the fighting in Najaf has been getting a lot of media coverage over the last few days. And the general tone of it is something like, we told you so. The criticism has been all along that the United States and Britain, its junior partner, did very little to nothing to prepare for the aftermath of a war that everybody assumed would be relatively easily won. And the fighting in Najaf now, over a year after the supposed end of the conflict, has been an argument in the hands of those who said it wasn't a good idea in the first place. And there's also the factor, of course, that although on a much lesser scale, British troops have been killed and injured in this war. Only this week, Tony Blair faced an anguished protest from the family of a British soldier who was killed in Basra in the south of Iraq. And it's not a no-cost war. It's a war that has taken British casualties, that has brought Tony Blair's own popularity ratings to a historic low. And the general feeling reinforced by the events in Najaf and elsewhere is that it's a mess.
Matthias Rube, your government was an outspoken critic of the war. Has the image of the U.S. changed at all in Germany since the formal handover of sovereignty to Iraqis?
Oh, no, not at all. And quite like Ian just mentioned, the general mood is we told you so. And it seems to me that the German public is expecting something like an apology from the American public in just chasing out George W. Bush out of the White House. There are at least half a dozen books published on John Kerry, originally in German language written. And those books are not, you know, written from a serious journalistic standpoint with a distance to the object, but these are books, you know, praising this candidate as the chance for America. So the mood is very much that the United States is in deep trouble in Iraq. The whole approach to foreign policy has been terribly gone wrong. And everybody is expecting that George W. Bush will lose the elections. And when I'm telling my friends that it might be a very close race and I'm not daring to predict who will win the election, you know, I'm getting in trouble and have terrible quarrels with people in Germany when I even tell them that it might be a close race.
Hisham Mellem, the Arab world must be following the fighting in the city of Najaf closely. The conflict there, of course, is centered around a very holy Shiite shrine. Can you give us a sense of how crucial this issue is?
From the beginning, even before the war, there was almost a universal opposition to the war in the Arab world and the Muslim world for a variety of reasons. Many of them saw the war as part of a bigger American hegemonic project. They saw it in the context of the American support for Israel. They saw it in the context of the American support for autocratic Arab and Muslim regimes. And now, with the fighting around Najaf, a sacred place, and to them, the possibility that this incredibly important shrine could be damaged physically is almost unthinkable. Within this kind of concern, unfortunately, there's very little criticism of Muqtada Sadr and his reckless behavior in terms of exposing this shrine to potential destruction or damage. But definitely, the battle around Najaf is seen as the ugly side of American occupation and American resort to violence in Iraq. So today, the United States has very few friends in the Arab world, definitely among the people. And on the official level, if anything, America has very few reluctant allies.
Ian Black, until recently, you were posted in Brussels. What's your sense of public opinion of U.S. power now? The Iraqi government, we're told, is in charge. U.S. soldiers there are at doing their work at the bidding of the Iraqi government. Do Europeans believe that?
No, I think that since the handover to the Iraqis at the end of June, nobody has really accepted the idea that Iraq is now running itself, that Iraqis are calling the shots, the presence of coalition forces, 130,000 Americans and several thousand others doing the hard work of fighting, of dealing with the insurgency, clearly hasn't changed the situation. I think that there is a readiness, however, to acknowledge that, you know, America's goals in Iraq are not evil, that it is a mess, but that the Americans do want Iraq post-Saddam to emerge into something better.
Hisham Mellem, a few weeks ago, Saudi Arabia proposed sending a Muslim security force to Iraq, although we haven't heard much about that since then. Is there a sense that Iraq's neighbors at some point will need to get involved to stop the chaos we see now?
Eventually, the United States and the Europeans and NATO have to involve the neighbors. I mean, what you have today in Iraq is, one form or another, is a civil strife, a foreign occupation, all these things combined. The problem is nobody took the Saudi proposal very seriously. The Muslim states do not have military capabilities, do not have the political will to be effective in Iraq. They can participate maybe under a wider United Nations umbrella, but they don't really have the requisite forces. And politically, you cannot and should not involve the neighboring countries, the contiguous countries. You cannot involve Turkey or Iran or Syria or Saudi Arabia.
Matthias Rube, we'll have to ask you as a German about President Bush's plan to withdraw troops from Europe and Asia. There have been so many U.S. service personnel stationed in Germany. What's been the reaction there?
People are quite disappointed that troops will be pulled out from Germany. And this is, of course, because of their a very important economic factor in places where they are stationed, especially near the former border between Western Germany and East Germany. This disappointment is clearly of self-interest.
John Kerry says this plan to pull out troops shows the Europeans that we don't value them anymore. Is that how the Germans took the news?
Not really. If you look at those polls taken recently in Germany by the German Marshall Fund, there's quite a majority of Germans and of Europeans in general that regard the United States rather as a threat to international security and international peace than as a guarantor of stability in Europe. The Cold War era is clearly over, and the United States is no longer needed in Europe to guarantee stability.
Thank you. Matthias Rube of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. We also spoke with Ian Black of The Guardian and Hisham Mellem of Asafir. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.